The Twisted Podcast is sponsored by Simple Fly Life, where decluttering and frugality is for freedom. Amity has been helping others find the benefits of freedom, more time, more money, and less stress since our first book in the Minimize series titled Minimize, Kill Your Debt, Live Your Dream was published. Simple Fly Life exists to help others find the same freedoms through living better with less and fiscal responsibility. Simple Fly Life works with groups, families, and individuals to impart the philosophy and tools that can create freedom and the benefits of more time, more money, and less stress. Reach out to Amity at simplefly-life.com. I'm joined by Lashina Wheat from Victory Fitness. How are you?
I'm doing great, Trina. How are you today?
Pretty good. I have a question for you. A lot of times, I do my best to try to stand and sit at work, but sometimes some people are either on their feet all day, some are confined to a chair and a desk all day, and you get kind of slouched over. What would you suggest for kind of making sure we're still breathing and moving around a little bit and, you know, just kind of not getting stuck and slouched and achy?
Yes. So first of all, one of the things I would do is get up. I would think about at least once an hour. I wouldn't even try not to sit that long, but I would get up and, you know, lift the arms up overhead, inhale, stretch, reach up with those shoulders and those hands, and then bring them down slow and then roll the shoulders back. And then, you know, go for those toes. Try to touch them. If you can't touch them, it's okay. Just hinge at the hips, not the tummy, at the hips. That makes a big difference. Draw your chin into your ears. That sounds weird, but that actually helps your neck.
To your ears?
Yes, into your ears. So if you think of like a turtle, push out your chin. This is a great stretch to do as well. Push it out, draw it back in. It looks really silly and weird, so maybe you go to the ladies' room to do this or whatever. But you can stretch that out, and then you'll feel that placement. Keep the shoulders down and away when you're working at a desk. Keep, like, you've got a keyboard here. If you bring up those hands, my shoulders are up. The listeners can't see, but if you just try this, if you bring them up, if your chair's not high enough or if it's too low, you're sitting with your shoulders hunched all day. Ouch.
Okay, good advice. About how long should we try to stay in that different position or stretch? Like if we're trying to work at every hour moving, about how long should we try to?
Oh, just a couple of minutes. I mean, it's really just about getting up and moving. I used to work at a bank. So what I would do is I'd get up and go to the bathroom, you know, and I'd do it in there in the stall. Sounds really silly, but I mean, that way you don't have eyes on you and feel weird about it. Everybody does this. So just a couple minutes, just move.
And it's really good just for stress and just kind of loosen out all those kinks.
Right. It'll stretch your hamstrings too when you do that bend forward. That I talked about, trying to reach for the toes. Again, if you can't reach them, it's okay. Just let the upper body just relax into it. Let gravity take hold. If you're in, like, say, a handicap stall, there's a bar there. That's a great thing to grab a hold of. Use it. We're going to wash our hands after we get out anyway, so it's fine. Just don't touch your face. But if you grab a hold of that bar, you can lengthen out like this, and it's great.
Yes, and I'm glad you mentioned don't worry about touching your toes, because I have days where I'm more flexible than others. And I have had that thought, oh, no, I can't do it, so I'm not going to. But you're right, even just kind of hanging there, and it loosens you up, and then you will eventually get to that point where you can reach all the way down.
Right? Yes, yes, exactly. And never, never, never try to push past where you're at. Your body is your temple. God gave us one body, so we want to honor its limits. If there's pain, you back off. So you're right wherever you are is where you need to move. Just let gravity take its course, if you will. Just release into it. Just that hanging down, letting that blood kind of flow into the head. If you're, you know, you have high blood pressure or something like that, obviously this is something you might want to not do. Maybe you sit in a chair to do this instead.
Okay. Now, what about just some deep breathing?
Yes. I'm glad you mentioned that, because that is a huge thing. Whenever we get stressed out, we hold our breath. It sounds really stupid, but a lot of people are prone to anxiety, myself included. So what you want to do is go, oh, wait, I'm not breathing. That's why I'm beginning to feel panicky. That's our body's natural response to not receiving the oxygen that it needs. So just being mindful of that, taking a deep breath in through the nose and slowly releasing it. Think of your belly like it's a balloon. You're going to blow it up. It's the opposite of what we women think of all the time. We want to hold that tummy in. That is terrible for you. So take a deep inhale in through the nose. Pause. Release it out.
Oh, that just feels better right there.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Okay, we're going to dive deeper into this conversation with Lachina after a quick word from our sponsor.
Now leasing Trails Bend Apartments, offering studios, 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartments, as well as townhomes. Take a tour today, 417-851-1717. Trails Bend Apartments, located at 2621 South Jefferson Avenue.
Back with Lachina Wheat, Faith and Fitness with Victory Fitness. Another thing I would like to ask you about is that you've always been a health advocate, but your career didn't always align up with that. So let's talk about that a little bit. God gives us twisted gifts, I like to say, things that we might think of as obstacles, but sometimes it's just twisting them around to realize they're actually a gift. Can you talk about that?
Yes, definitely. So I was in banking for 31 years. And last year it just seemed like every time my employer was fantastic, by the way, wonderful Christian people I worked with, but for whatever reason, just they kept changing my job. Things just didn't seem to line up anywhere. And like you said, it was twisted. That's exactly what it was. And every time I would get comfortable with that change, it would get worse. And it literally happened three times. And so finally, at the third time, I was really just like, God, what do you want? Like, I don't understand. I'm doing everything I know. And literally a couple of days later, I was offered this position at Victory. They had signed the lease next door. They needed someone to teach it. I was already teaching for free at night. I've been doing this since 2016, just on the side as a ministry. So this was always the retirement option. It was never meant to be a money opportunity, never meant to pay my bills. It was supposed to be grocery money for when I was, you know, earning Social Security. But anyway, God decides. I don't. So once I finally let go and realized that his plan was better, my husband and I talked about it, prayed about it, and here's where we're at.
But just like you said, that resistance can really be confusing because you don't know if you're supposed to be pushing through, if that's what God wants, or if you're supposed to be changing gears, getting on a different track. How did you kind of finally let go, like you said?
I went through, not going to lie, I went through, this was during the week of Christmas vacation. I was supposed to be on vacation from the bank. Worst vacation I ever had. So I went through crying, being happy, being depressed, just figuring out all the, you know, I'm not going to have insurance. I'm going to pay for it. How does that work? At everything that I was worried about, God gave an answer to. Maybe not that day. Maybe it was a couple of days later, but it was in his timing. I have a cleaning job provided by my husband's job because their current person got cancer, which is really sad, but they can't clean for them anymore. So I wasn't taking anyone's job. It was a need, and that pays for my health care. And all I have to do is do it once a week. So prayer answered. Nothing we have to worry about. And here I am making considerably less money than I did before. But God's providing. Here we are. It's March. The rent was paid on the space by people coming and working out with us last month. And we've only been open a month. That's huge. We didn't expect to make rent. And in other words, it's another God thing. I mean, this is him working because it's not just a gym. It's a place where people can come and build community together. We pray together. We cry together. We sing together. So, you know, once I listened to him and released, the anxiety has stopped. My husband might worry a little bit, but he's not all day surrounded by Christians. He's out in the workplace. He's got a few here and there, but so I build him up when he comes home, and we work together as a team. And we have 3 people on our team, and it's myself, my husband, and definitely God.
Ooh, that's deep. What about when those little questions creep up as you're going through? How do you get yourself back to that place where you're like, okay, I trusted before, I can do it again.
Yeah, it'll come back and try to get me. Every once in a while, you know, we're all going to have disappointments just like anything else, and especially if you're trying to do something that's ministry-centered, the enemy is going to come after you. You're going to get sick, your family's going to get sick, just everything. So I pray. I go, oh, wait a minute, I need to open my scripture. Last night I didn't get to, okay, well, this morning let's make that a point as soon as I get there. One of my days when we first opened there, it was really, really neat. Our fitness center is right next door to the massage center because they're owned by the same people. I went next door, I had a weird look on my face, and my boss, if you will, she goes, oh, are you doing okay? And she hugs me, and she goes, let me pray for you. Wow. Instantly, I feel better because, you know, I'm enveloped in the Holy Spirit. So pray. Pray and pray. That's really it.
What else would you offer for people that are thinking about twisting it up when it comes to their career? Because we find a lot of our identity in our career. Not saying we always should, but it kind of accidentally happens. You know, we're kind of taught that you go to school for this or you learn this trade and that's what you got to do. What would you speak to that?
I would say that it doesn't make any sense usually. This still doesn't make sense. I wake up every morning going, wait, what happened? but I would say, again, pray about it. I know that sounds like I'm saying that too much, but that's really what you have to do. Pray about it. Don't just leap. I did a couple of things where I leaped and then later God already had a plan. I just didn't wait for it. And sometimes it's a month. Sometimes it's 2 months. Sometimes, in my case, it was 9 months. And you don't understand. Then the other thing, as far as your identity. So, yes, that was weird. I'm like, okay, I clean. Okay, I clean my house. Let go of your
label.
Your label, your pride factor. I mean, everybody cleans stuff. I jokingly now say that I'm Cinderella because I play princess on the side, just for fun. That was, you know, a great thing I get to do, but I'm the fairy godmother portion, but anyway, you know, I always deemed in my youth, oh, that would be, you know, to have to clean up after people or whatever, like that's low. No, it's not. There's no position in life that is low. We need to humble ourselves and be servants. That's what we're called to do. And somebody has to do it. So let go of that label that you've got for yourself. Maybe sometimes you got to let go of the dream you have for yourself. Maybe it's not now.
Very good. Thank you so much for sharing your testimony of twisting it up. I appreciate your time.
Well, thank you, Trina, and I enjoy being with you. It's nice to see you as always.
Trails Bend is the new modern apartment and townhome community in Springfield, Mo, based around an active lifestyle, conveniently located off the Greenway Trail. Runners, bikers, and outdoor enthusiasts of all kinds will adore the sophisticated new lifestyle option, offering studios, 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms, even townhomes. Call today to set up your tour, 417-851-1717.
Thanks so much for listening to the Twisted Podcast. My name's Trina. You can find out more anytime at trinawilcox.com or twistedmedia.life. We'll redirect you there.